Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, special holiday version of Intelligent Medicine, because we're here, we're live, and contrary to your expectations, this is not a recorded show, not a canned show, it's live, and I'm here. You can come directly into the doctor's office, and you can pose your questions, 877-726-8255, we're at your service, and we got lots to talk about this hour. So I just wanted to offer a postscript to one of the calls we got last hour from a woman who was suffering from fibromyalgia, and I listed a bunch of strategies and nutrients and supplements and things to investigate for fibromyalgia. I have in my hands something that I think could be very helpful. It's a brief summary of a study that is currently underway to determine the clinical effectiveness, and I'm quoting, of an all-natural patented wafer with active ingredients that are FDA approved as generally recognized as safe. In this study, the investigators will evaluate the efficacy of this dietary product called NT-Factor Lipids, made by Nutritional Therapeutics, Inc. of New York, on pain, fatigue, GI symptoms, as well as quality of life indicators in adult male and female participants with fibromyalgia. The addition of NT-factor lipids to the diet is expected to improve cellular energy function, decrease fatigue and pain, and lower the severity of other symptoms and improve quality of life indicators in fibromyalgia. This study will be a randomized, placebo-controlled crossover study. They're looking for 60 volunteers. I don't know if they've already been recruited, and the study is underway. Participants that meet the inclusion criteria will be randomized into placebo for 42 days. That's 6 weeks. Or supplement arms. The supplement arm will receive 4 grams of NT-factor lipids per day for 6 weeks. And then they'll be evaluated. They'll look at various markers of pain, fatigue, GI symptoms, and quality of life. And that's what the study is going to consist of. So the study is underway. I'm not sure if they've completed recruitment for it, but it really suggests that there's a great potential for NT-factor to support energy in this condition, where the hallmark of this condition is loss of energy and vitality. So, good segue to an announcement that you can harness the power of NT-factor in a product called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with the unique energy support of pure NT-factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT-factor for years, wouldn't go a day without it. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. You can even get it via drhoffmanstore.com, and we're running a 10% sale this holiday weekend. Or to order direct, you can call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go directly to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. So I just thought I'd add that additional suggestion for our caller who was suffering from fibromyalgia. Really, this is one of the essential supplements for chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and related degenerative conditions. And just for good energy support. I mean, I don't take it because I'm exhausted or run down. I just take it to stay ahead of the aging curve. All right. Our number, 877-726-8255. And this item has to do with the excessive use of antibiotics. You know, we tend to dispense antibiotics all too frequently for, and this is a real rookie error, for viral infections. I mean, you're coming down with a cold or a cough, even bronchitis that's not complicated with greenish or yellowish sputum and a high fever. It doesn't make a difference because viruses are not killed by antibiotics. So this item comes to us from the Francis Crick Institute. By the way, Francis Crick, one of the co-discoverers of DNA, the double helix. Headline, antibiotics weaken flu defenses in the lung. The research published in Cell Reports, here's what they found, and I'm quoting, "We found that antibiotics can wipe out early flu resistance, adding further evidence that they should not be taken or prescribed lightly." So what's the deal here? They think that it has to do with the gut. And by killing off beneficial bacteria, normal bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract, if you give antibiotics frequently, you will eradicate the gut bacteria that send a signal that keeps the cells lining the lung prepared and thus preventing the virus from multiplying so quickly. Check this out. In experimental animals, mice, 2 days after an infection with a virus under an experimental protocol, they actually exposed the mice to a virus. Antibiotic-treated mice had 5 times more virus in their lungs. So how did they prove that there was a gut connection? Well, what they did was they took the mice that had been given lots of antibiotics, and before they exposed them to the virus, they gave them a fecal transplant from normal mice, and it restored their resistance to the virus. So it really was about their intestinal contents. And so the researchers here conclude, taken together, our findings show that gut bacteria help to keep non-immune cells elsewhere in the body prepared for attack. They are better protected from flu because antiviral genes are already switched on when the virus arrives. So when the virus infects a prepared organism, it is almost lost before the battle starts. By contrast, without gut bacteria, the antiviral genes won't come on until the immune response kicks in, and this is sometimes too late as the virus already multiplied many times, so a massive damaging immune response is inevitable. One more reason not to use antibiotics excessively. And, oh, by the way, here's another reason. Headline, antibiotic use linked to greater risk of heart attack and stroke in women. Study published in the European Heart Journal found that women aged 60 or older who took antibiotics for 2 months or more, and that might be under certain circumstances where you're trying to combat a serious infection. You know, say you have COPD, chronic emphysema, and you keep getting lung infections, so you're taking antibiotics virtually all the time. But it could also apply to someone who takes antibiotics for Lyme disease or for acne or for prostatitis. Sometimes antibiotics are given for prolonged periods or even chronic urinary tract infections. So long duration of antibiotic use was associated with increased risk if taken during middle age, age 40 to 59. The research didn't find increased risk in younger adults, 20 to 39. But if you're older, there was definitely a risk of heart attack and stroke. Women who took antibiotics for longer than 2 months in middle age had a 28% increased risk of heart attack or stroke compared to women who did not. So, you know, it's just kind of, all goes to show you, you know, one of my favorite aphorisms, it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature, and we should really keep our antibiotics in reserve. And, you know, just like they said at Bunker Hill, when it comes to antibiotic use, don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. Just hold your fire until it's absolutely necessary to pull the trigger. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 on a holiday weekend. We're here. There, we can answer your questions. 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And a reminder, we've got a great sale going on this weekend at drhoffmanstore.com for the 4th of July. All through this weekend, all products are 10% off. And there's free shipping, so take advantage of it. Go to drhoffmanstore.com and browse all the great supplements, the professional quality supplements that are listed on FullScript. All right. 877-726-8255. And there are other ways to get through to us with questions. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll use that question as fodder for our weekly Q&A with Layla, where I discuss with our nutritionist in residence, Layla Mutin, all the questions that you send us. And you can also go to drhoffman.com, and on our homepage, you click on a little box that appears on the right side of the page. It'll afford you an opportunity to record a question, as did Carol. Let's hear from Carol.
Hoffman, this is Carol in New Hampshire. I listened today about the medicines from China being adulterated and the scarcity of certain medicines. Well, recently I have been in the ER several times for AFib. At times, the paramedics on the way will give me IV of Cardizem or Metoprolol. Then I will have more IV in the ER. And on a couple of occasions, when they've used a different medicine, they have mentioned that either the Metoprolol or the Cardizem, Diltiazem, there's been a shortage. So they've used the other medicine. So I'm wondering if that was part of the deal, that it came from China and they were cutting us off. So thank you for your response.
Okay, that's really a great question. And while it's true that there are sometimes production delays on commonly used products, and some of it has to do actually with sort of manipulation of the drug marketplace to drive prices up, you know, much as OPEC sometimes tries to drive the price of oil up by restricting production. You know, the oil cartel gets together and they say, well, we're going to pump out a quarter much oil. We're going to create an artificial shortage. And then the price, you know, naturally goes up due to the laws of supply and demand. Or it could be, you know, a technical problem in terms of manufacture. Or it could be that simply something, a drug goes off patent and it's less profitable to make. These are things that affect the availability of drugs in the marketplace. Or sometimes there's some kind of production problem. And what happened last year, this is in the summer of 2018, the FDA recalled a medication, valsartan, that had some problems. It had a dangerous substance in it, a carcinogenic substance in it called NMDA. And as a result, there was short-term a shortage of valsartan because, unfortunately, we are very dependent on China. China controls much of the world's drug supply, and this is intentional. They have a goal of having primacy in supplying a wide variety of materials to the world. It's part of its Made in China 2025 industry plan. And what they've done is they've cut prices to the bone to drive other competitors out of the marketplace, often with the use of government subsidies. And as a result, they have cornered the market on about, and this is no exaggeration, about 80% of the drugs that are made worldwide. And it's not even necessarily the finished drugs. The raw materials that go into the drugs often come from China. And this is a problem because regulation in China is kind of loosey-goosey. And there was a big problem back in 2008, about 10 years ago. 81 people died in 2007 and 2008 due to contamination of heparin. It's commonly used blood thinner. And an FDA inspection showed that the Chinese factory where the contaminated product was made had serious deficiencies in GMP, good manufacturing practice. It was basically was very unsanitary conditions and poorly regulated. So, you know, what we need to do is we need to, you know, just like with the steel industry and manufacturing industry, this is a national security issue, because what happens if China decides to choke us down? And we get in a big fight with China, and they say, no, no more meds for you. We need to develop our own capacity to manufacture drugs in this country. You know, that's part of what's going on in our current showdown with China over a variety of things. And drugs are just part of that picture. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions on today's Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and it's 877-726-8255 for calls and questions. That's 877-726-TALK. And I'm sure that you're with me in the proposition that we need to reduce unnecessary use of statins, because this is actually a whole type of visit that I have in my office is people who've been told by their doctors that they need to go on statins. And I offer them a second opinion. And by no means do I rubber stamp their denial of the need for statins, because in some cases I do believe that statins can be appropriate. But in a high percentage of cases, doctors are all too quick to prescribe statins with their potential side effects, increased risk of diabetes, muscle aches and pains, cognitive deficits, liver problems. And so on, as well as generalized fatigue. Some patients, you know, just feel run down when they take statins. They are often prescribed because they're thought to be completely innocuous and very beneficial. And typically, What doctors do is they use a plug-in, which you can use, you can access it yourself. It's what's called a MESA calculator. And the MESA calculator will give you your 10-year atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease risk. And if it's greater than 7.5%, and this is based on your age, your sex, your race even, your blood pressure, whether you have diabetes, and, of course, your cholesterol. No longer, and this is somewhat of an advance, do they just base it on your cholesterol. They base it on other risk factors, incomplete risk factors, in my opinion. But they're casting a wide net, and, you know, even when I undergo the test, you know, merely because I'm a male, 66 years old, I get a lot of points for cardiovascular risk. And it just doesn't ask me important questions like, are you on a great diet? And do you take supplements? Do you exercise intensively? It disregards these factors. So the tendency is to overprescribe. Okay. What this article is about is a blood test you've never heard of that may tell you you don't need statins. But it's not just about that blood test. It's about that blood test in conjunction with something that we've talked a whole lot about here on this program, which is coronary artery calcium scores that can be obtained via EBT scans. EBT scans are low versions of CAT scans, which measure coronary calcium and give you a score anywhere from zero to in the hundreds, even into the thousands. And I've always maintained that one of the best ways to determine if somebody needs a statin, regardless whether they have high cholesterol, they could have sky-high cholesterol, and they could still have a very low, minimal, or zero coronary artery score. And that means that in spite of the high cholesterol, something's protecting them. And we're not even sure what ineffable factors go into the complex equation of risk versus protection when it comes to cardiovascular disease. We think it's about cholesterol and LDL, but it's a lot more than that. Recently had a patient who had a cholesterol well over 300. Was told she needed to be on a statin. This is in the early 2000s. I did an EBT heart scan on her and it was zero. She came back last year and her cholesterol is even higher, 340 with an LDL in the 200s. And I said, look, just as precaution, you know, it's been several years. Cholesterol is very high. Let's just make sure that we're not in a fool's paradise. We'll repeat the EBT heart scan. Her score again was zero, and I told her she didn't need a statin. In spite of cholesterol, that would make virtually every doctor in the country put her on a statin drug. Well, this is a study that validates what I've been saying. Researchers in Denmark report in the July 9th issue of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology that two tests are very good at telling you whether you need a statin. One is the CAC, coronary artery calcium score. If you have a score of zero or not more than 10, 0 to 9, it was the strongest negative predictor. It indicates you have about an 80% lower risk than expected from traditional risk factor calculations. Now, there's another one, and I have to confess, I had barely even heard of this test. It's a test commonly used for heart failure, but it also sheds a very, very sharp light on cardiovascular risk. And that is and you probably never even heard of this test. Most doctors haven't, much less the lay public. It's called Galectin 3. If the Galectin 3 level is less than a certain threshold, it's also a powerful indicator of protection from cardiovascular disease. So those two tests, again, I'm going to start doing that test on my patients when I render a second opinion on statin use. What's interesting in this study is that 86% of the patients in this study would have qualified for statin therapy under the 2018 American College of Cardiology, American Heart Association guidelines. And yet, many of them didn't need the statins when it came to looking at the coronary arteries or doing the Galectin-3 test. And also, they did follow up and they found that they weren't wrong, that these people indeed still had a very low risk of any kind of cardiovascular event whenever they had low calcium scores or a low galactin 3. So, how long is it going to take the medical profession to recognize that we need to be selective about statin use, not just, prescribe statin drugs willy-nilly, although in some cases they are protective and necessary. All right, this item from the Wall Street Journal of yesterday, headline, fast-track drug approval designed for emergencies is now routine. And that is both a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, let's think of the AIDS situation. We had a very cumbersome drug research and approval system, and we had a very serious crisis. Men and some women were dying, and there was a lot of political pressure brought to bear, especially by the gay community, to fast-track approval for medications that eventually really did combat the disease. And so that was a success story. Things have changed in the last 10 years. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved a record 43 new drugs last year through fast-track programs. That's 73% of total new drugs. So the majority of drugs that are now in the market are fast-tracked, which is both a blessing and a curse because we don't know that much about their toxic side effects, and we don't even know if they really work in post-marketing studies. They are approved on a wing and a prayer in some cases, and they're often approved for very serious conditions like cancer. And for patients who have failed conventional cancer therapy, they're very excited to try these new drugs because they're on the market. But they cite the example of one new drug that was approved through this fast track. It's called Lartruvo. And it's made by Eli Lilly and Company. It's for treatment of a type of cancer, sarcoma. And one of the guys interviewed for this article says drugs are coming to market with less and less evidence. And so the upshot may be that government and private insurers pay for expensive treatments that aren't effective, and patients may be exposed to unnecessary side effects and cost. This drug, Lartruvo, costs $17,000 a month, and it's fine if you're covered, but if you're not and you take it, it turns out that the average survival for patients receiving Lartruvo was 20.4 months. When they didn't get Lartruvo with just regular chemo, was 19.7 months. So you can see, that difference is hardly sufficient to demonstrate Lartruvo's efficacy for improving survival, also with the side effects that might be associated with these powerful medications. Expensive and, in some cases, ridden with side effects. So, we got to do better and fine-tune our approval process so that we don't unleash expensive and potentially harmful drugs on a hopeful cohort of patients who are desperate to get their hands on anything that offers them a chance of survival. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. And this item and it has to do with something that doesn't require FDA approval, fortunately. It's olive oil. And olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time. And that's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest. It's a commodity. It's a fresh fruit, and freshness is of the essence. And you can get that thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of the olive oil from the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, which is normally $39. It's their finest artisanal olive oil for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. I've been using it on, I just discovered that
if you're grilling steak, the best oil for grilling steak, so it doesn't just, you know, stick to the grill, and it delivers a nice sizzle, is olive oil. It's actually the healthiest and has the best grilling characteristics. And I tried that this weekend. We had some great steaks for 4th of July. There's no obligation to buy anything else. You can get a sample of their finest artisanal olive oil for just $1. It's normally $39. These are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils that I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for just $1 with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit this website, myfavoriteoliveoil.com. That's no exaggeration. It truly is my favorite olive oil. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com, myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Let's take a break. We'll be right back, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and a lot of you spent time grilling this holiday season. I certainly did. We had steaks and shish kebab and a variety. You know, I am not averse to a omnivorous diet, but intrepid audio engineer Al Peterson, who runs this board with us every weekend, was our courageous test pilot for something called the Beyond Burger. And you had those for the 4th of July.
I did.
At least during this. And so, Al, tell us a little bit about your experience. Give us a review.
Well, okay. I hadn't had them before, and it kind of made me wish I was invited to your place this past 4th. But, I don't know. We brought them home. Of course, we picked them up at the store. They certainly looked the part.
I see them everywhere in the markets. They're ubiquitous.
Yeah, me too. And we brought some home, tried it out. A couple of weird things about it. You know, it had a satisfying texture, a satisfying taste for the most part. They didn't,
because it's like juicy, and does it bleed like they say? Bite into it.
It's red. It's juicy. It does have a beef-like texture. I will give it that. But it didn't brown up very much on the grill. The grill marks were there, but it still was extremely pink all the way throughout. Mm-hmm. Later on, it was satisfying in the sense that you felt like you were full, that you ate something. But for some reason, it just didn't sit well with me for the day. I just felt sort of off sorts.
Yeah.
And when I read what was in it, all the ingredients were just fantastic. But it occurred to me that, it was like more manufactured than any beef product I could have got the same way.
A lot of people report gastric problems afterwards because, I mean, it's a relatively high fiber thing. And, you know, you're biting into a hamburger, regular hamburger. It's not a high fiber thing. So instead of getting meat, which is digestible in one way, you're getting a lot of fiber byproducts. So, you know, let me tell you what's in it. It's pea protein isolates, rice protein, mung bean protein, coconut oil, leg hemoglobin, which comes from soy that is bioengineered to produce something like blood, potato starch, apple extract, sunflower lecithin. That's the secret sauce, that leg hemoglobin. It's actually grows on the rootlets of soybeans, these little nodules.
And it's really called hemoglobin?
Red. It's leg hemoglobin, which is legume hemoglobin. It's like similar to hemoglobin from animal sources, but it's vegetable hemoglobin. So, and now they take the gene for that, they inject it into yeast in big vats, and the yeast crank it out so that they have massive amounts of it. Because it would be too labor-intensive to harvest lots of soy plants and pull these little rootlets off. So it's a bioengineered kind of thing. And then they throw in some vitamins and minerals and, you know, so, what I'm getting is sort of a meh review from you on the
I'll have it again, but at least I'll know what I'm in for next time around. And if there's other brands, I certainly want to try them and get back to you as to what they're like. But, I don't know, first time out?
Do you think it's going to render the traditional hamburger, 4th of July hamburger, obsolete?
Probably not. There's that cell in the back of our brains that's occupied by a caveman that still wants meat. But, you know, having said that, for conscientious folks, yes, it's a good alternative. But again, it's not going to leave you with the same feeling as a burger did. And again, when you read just how much factory work went into making the thing, again, I don't know. It just seems contradictory.
It's a little daunting. Yeah, well, thanks for your intrepid, test piloting of the Beyond Burger. We appreciate, some people have to be the first, to land on the moon, to climb Mount Everest, and you certainly are among that cohort.
I'll just remember next year early to ask you if I can come out to your place.
Okay.
Next year for sure.
We'll put you on the Metroliner. You come up from D.C. to New York.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Al, for your review. All right. This item, and this is, one of the most popular phenomena these days is this Marie Kondo person who comes in and rearranges your closets. Headline, there is scientific evidence that clutter causes anxiety. So according to psychologist Kathleen Vohs, people in messy rooms draw more creatively and are quicker at solving creative problems, but there is a price to pay, which is a higher level of anxiety. Clutter makes it more difficult to relax, both physically and mentally. It signals to our brains that our work is never done. Now, this may work for people like Einstein, who, if you take pictures of his workspace, extremely messy. He had a complicated brain. Same thing with Mark Twain. But the trade-off is that it may cause a greater amount of anxiety. And that's certainly the case for me. I like things to be kind of neat and in order. But I'm sort of intermediate. I'm sort of semi-messy. Balancing my creativity with my desire for order. This item, it's exciting that scientists have discovered that the gut microbiome can suppress food allergies by adding good bacteria. And they are just beginning to nail this down. The right kind of bacteria can suppress food allergy in mice. Look for products that address that. And they're just beginning to hone which products, which of the microorganisms have the ability to suppress food allergies. Well, thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great holiday weekend and do something healthy on your behalf. Check out our website at drhoffman.com and don't forget our super sale this holiday weekend. Go to drhoffmanstore.com for a 10% discount on vitamins and supplements, natural products. This is Intelligent Medicine.